Chapter 2. A Mighty Big Can of Worms. On the way home from Lane's house, I walked down Jennifer Street and saw June Sires sitting on her porch. That was no big surprise, as June Sires is always sitting on her porch. In fact, if I ever walked by her house and didn't see June Sires sitting there, I would rush to call the police because something must be terribly wrong. But there she was as usual. "Judson Moon," she hollered. "You come up here this very minute and have a glass of lemonade with me, or I'll tell your mama on you." I bounded up the steps. June Sires is an old African-American woman I've known since the day she used to babysit for me. She has Parkinson's disease, which makes her hands and legs shake, but her mind still works fine. It's a little hard to understand what she's saying sometimes, but I usually find it's worth the effort to try and figure it out. "Judson Moon, what are you, in fifth grade now?" "Sixth." "Sixth grade," she marveled. "The perfect grade. When you're in sixth grade, you know everything in the world there is to know. In fourth grade, you know nothing. In fifth grade, you know nothing. And then, suddenly, you hit sixth grade, and you know it all. Nobody can tell you nothing. Then a funny thing happens when you get older and become a grown-up." "What's that, Mrs. Sires?" "You don't know nothing again," she said, breaking out in her cackling laugh. Strangest thing. The lemonade tasted good, and I plopped down in the rocking chair next to Mrs. Sires' wheelchair. "Who was the first president you voted for, Mrs. Sires?"
"Franklin Delano Roosevelt," she said, drawing out the middle name so it sounded almost musical.
"And you know who was the last president I voted for?"
"Who?"
"Franklin Delano Roosevelt," she said just as proudly.
"You haven't voted since?"
"Since 1944.
"Why not?"
"Haven't come across anybody worth voting for since FDR, she said, shaking her head.
"Truman? Eisenhower? Kennedy? Reagan? None of them were worth voting for?"
"Not in my book. Politicians. Poll takers. When a man, or woman, comes along who really wants to lead this country and not just play politics, then I'll pull the lever for him. Till then, I'll sit here on this porch and watch the world go down the toilet." I drained the glass and set it down on the railing. "Mrs. Sires," I said, sticking out my hand, "my name is Judson Moon. I'm 12 years old, and I'm running for president."
"What, of your student council or something?"
"No. Of the United States of America."
"You crazy. Even when you were a toddler, you were crazy.
I still remember the time you hid my glasses in the pan and I baked them right into the cake."
"I'm not kidding, Mrs. Sires. I'm thinking I might actually do it."
"Politics changes a person," she said, pointing her bony finger at me. "It rips your heart out and puts a stone in its place."
"Not mine."
As I bounded down her steps, she cupped her hands around her mouth and called out to me,
"You're opening a mighty big can of worms, Judson Moon."